didn't mean a thing to you. Now, you're standing with another guy, putting his ring on your finger.
Welcome along to another attempt at a triumph of Man Over Machine. We began with a Moody Blues question. That seemed to be the... That seemed to be the song of the summer. But it was released on the 24th of April, 1970. Hello, Les.
Hello.
Much.
And welcome from... Welcome in. In this lockdown session that we're still proceeding with.
You're a lot higher.
Greetings to everybody.
You're a lot higher in the mix, Les, but I fear there is a bit of a time delay still. But they're doing it. It's like this at the BBC at the moment, so we're doing okay, I feel. And then we heard Ramesses and Silica and Gold Is the Ring on Major Minor Records. Do we know much about Ramesses?
Well, Ramesses was originally, he was born Barrington Frost between 1935 and 1940. He, through various things, he ended up in Glasgow. He was born originally in Sheffield, married a lady in Felixstowe, and ended up in Glasgow. Anyway, his name was Barrington Frost, but so it sees that in 1968, they moved to Sheffield, and he had a house built in a Roman style and used to dress in silk robes.
As we all do.
During a visit to a client, he was visited by the Egyptian pharaoh Ramesses, who told him he was his reincarnation. He must take up his message in a musical career. Well, interesting. He changed his name to Selket or Salika, but they didn't make any impact.
No.
But He actually made an album called Space Hymns, backed by Eric Stewart, Graham Goldman, Kevin Godley, and Lowell Cream.
Ah, 10cc.
Yeah. And the artwork on the album by Roger Dean was the most expansive artwork, and it was a six-panel fold-out cover depicting a church steeple lifting up into the cosmos. On the other side is an infrared colour Ramesses.
I remember the album, but not this single.
Yeah.
On Major Minor Records. Good. So the single was on Major Minor Records, Ramesses, right? And Celica. We'll listen to that was only the B side we played, Gold is the Ring. We're going to play the A side after we've heard Ray Stevens. I'm only playing Ray Stevens now. Because
not that one.
Because no, not that one. This one has got children singing at the start of it, and that Ramesses one kind of had a chorus. So this is Ray Stevens. Me and Les are going to be quiet for a few moments.
Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way, under God's heaven find a way. There is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds, we must let our thoughts be free. For every eye that passes by, you know the world gets a little bit older. That beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. And everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. Ah, sing it, children. The length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. And we're gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time to look on the good side, my friend, and straighten it out in your summer night or snow-covered winter's day.
Yes, everything is beautiful in its own way. I guess that's a pretty reasonable song to play under the present circumstances. You've got to look on the as good a side as you can. There's enough all horrible things going on at the moment, Les, isn't there? I've got my back to you now. Sorry about that. But here we are.
It's a beautiful day out there.
It is. It's a beautiful day, and it's going to be a beautiful day for weeks and weeks now, whilst everybody's locked indoors. That's the way, isn't it?
Yeah, are we going to get bank holidays when this is over?
You're going to get them credited back to us, yeah. So when I said Ray Stevens was coming up, Les, you said not that one. So which one were you thinking of? My guess, you were thinking of the Streak or Bridget the Midget.
Don't look, Ethel.
Yeah, that was the one, the Streak. Here he comes. let us return to the published programme. Rameses and Silica, one of the 66 singles released this week. Ray Stevens was released this week. I'm not just playing out of a whim or anything. 24th of April 1970, these are the singles. This is Rameses and Silica again. This is the A-side, Major Minor Records, and Love You.
I'm gonna love you.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com.
Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Oh, free. You make me.
Mr. Mojo Rising himself, Jim Morrison. The Doors, You Make Me Real, a single released on the 24th of April 1970. This is issue number 326 of the new singles, a weekly listing that you could find in little shops like Campkins in Long Causeway in my hometown of Peterborough. And each week I used to cycle there on my RSW16, a green bicycle with small white tired wheels. Hello, Les. That was, yes, You Make Me Real, preceded by The Spy on Elektra Records. And we also heard Rameses and Silica and Love You. Yeah. I'm willing to bet that in a crooning contest between Jim Morrison and Bing Crosby, I think Jim would win.
Oh, I think he's a great crooner.
No matter what song he was singing. Yeah, I see the chair was empty on the screen, so you've been to get some food or some drink. Yes, some drink. You were listening to Chris Bent and Les Newman. I must get some jingles made that includes your name, Les. It sounds all too one-sided. It's all me at the moment.
No.
There's no I in team, is there?
No.
Let's listen to The Gun now on CBS Records. The Gun had had various hits. Was it Adrian Gervitz or was it somebody Curtis? Anyway, this one's written by somebody with the name of Curtis. And after this, if I can find my bit of scrap paper somewhere, I'm going to play another tune composed also by P. Curtis. And that's going to be, by the looks of it, Western Union. But first of all, The Gun. And whatever the song's called. Oh, yes, Running Wild. That's what we're doing, Les, in this lockdown. We're both running wild, aren't we?
Yeah, we certainly are.
Got no time, got nowhere to go. me and let me know you're always there. I live my life for you, oh baby, knowing you are there. It's knowing you are there to love and kiss me. It's knowing that you care enough to miss me. Baby, baby, don't resist me. I only wanna make you mine. It's knowing you are there to love and kiss me. It's knowing that you care enough to miss me. Baby, baby, don't resist me. I only wanna make you, I only wanna take you, I only wanna make you mine. I guess I'm a lucky guy, and I don't know why, and I don't know why. None of my dreams came true. Then you came out of the blue, but now I'm found.
He's slumped. Bent has slumped.
Boy, so there's no sugar tonight. Yeah. The Guess Who, preceded by Western Union and Knowing You Are There on Bell Records. We began with The Gun and Running Wild. The first of Gun and Western Union, both written, as I say, and the composer credit said P. Curtis.
Yeah, the two separate people.
They didn't sound like they could have been written by the same person, did they?
Paul Curtis, who you heard play the songwriter, the Paul Michael Curtis, yep. was the singer of the he wrote that for Western Union.
Okay.
But one of the most successful Eurovision won't say successful, but he's composed about 22 Eurovision Song Contest songs over the years.
Yeah.
The other guy you in Gun was originally called Paul Gurwitz, also changed his name to Paul Curtis.
Yeah, because...
But that was the brother of Adrian.
Adrian Gurwitz, yeah. Yeah, Adrian Gurwitz is Army, was it, or something, or... I changed the name of the band or something in the end, didn't they? Or am I giving fake news again, Les? Do you think?
Go on, I'm just checking that out. Actually, they were a band.
Baker Gurwitz Army. That's what it was, I think.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it was. Baker Gurwitz Army. Quite correct.
Yeah,
they changed them.
So, having heard the Guess Who, the B side that was No Sugar Tonight. That was a stereo mix. Apparently, the mono mix is far better. So we'll play that after we've heard the A side, and we need one of those big levers here now to crank up the fader.
Yeah, down, there we go.
Let us rock.
Let's rock.
Come knocking around my door. Don't wanna see your shadow no more. Colored lights can't
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
This is not Chris Bent.
CBS Records, The Royal International Lovin' by Hair Power. And we began with, forget, Guess Who? American Woman. And then we had the other side again, this time in mono, No Sugar Tonight. We've got an awful lot to play in the next hour, including, I think it was the first single from the Supremes without Diana Ross, and The Groundhogs. We all know, and Blonde on Blonde, taking us to the top of the hour. Three of our slamming boss tune friends, so you can put your braces and your bothers on now, Les. We're going to hear Paula Dean, Since I Met You Baby, on Joe Records, then the Des All Stars and Henry the Great on Grape Records, followed by Don Drummond Jr. This should be Paula Dean.
Listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Thank you.
vocal Burt Whedon.
Wow, yeah. Classic, that is. I mean,